This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.
Sarah Humphrey.
Here.
Mara Lutonsky.
Here.
Jane Lister.
Here.
Randy Moreau.
Here.
Cheryl Pyle.
We don't know. So there are four of us. Aren't we surprised for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a doggy out there. I'm happy about something. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve today's August 8th, 2017 agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Since school is not in session, we don't have any student presentations. We also don't have the student representative report. No correspondence. It's been really quiet. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Comments from the audience related to agenda items? Seeing none, we'll move on to any comments from the board members.
School said, see.
Yes, it does. Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda, and that includes our monthly bills as well as our regular meeting minutes and extra duty contracts. So I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Seconded.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to administrative reports. Superintendent report.
Okay. So, welcome back, everybody. Everybody had a nice July, and I feel like we're already sort of backing up, but we do have a few weeks here before kids come, but things are quite busy around the district. So a couple of pieces of information, some updates, as people probably have already heard on the radio and all those kinds of things, but we did finally get some answers on money from the state, which was good. Budget finally approved and signed on July 30th. We are at flat funding, which we expected, actually. So we did a great job on the whole budgeting, Cheryl. In meetings that I was attending last week, there's a lot of conversation about the governor, you know, calling everybody back together to just say, okay, we got through this and we've got a capital budget and all those things, but we really still need to talk about this plan for the future. So he's really holding everybody to it because we are at the end. This is literally, there's no more places to go. So the Constitutional Budget Reserve is pretty much gone, and they have kicked the can as far as they can kick it. So he's pretty adamant about that whole conversation. So that's what's going on there. I did have meetings last week in Juneau with the superintendent group and with the Department of Education. Lots of updates about Every Student Succeeds Act and how that's going to look this year, some grant information. They talked a little bit about our new assessments, the PEAKS, the new test that we took last spring, and we are getting those results in this week, so we'll be getting information out soon to families and to students. Our district did well overall. This is a baseline year, so there will be some different things happening in the next couple of years as far as, you know, showing growth. There's a lot of measurements that are coming down as far as how that has to look for us, what we have to report, and how we want to look at the data. So it's all good. It's helpful for planning and all those things too. So I also attended a workforce development meeting last Wednesday after those other meetings, which was very interesting, talking a lot about vocational education, post-secondary work, things like AvTech, certifications. Just this idea, there's a movement, and I can get information out there, but it's called 65 by 2025, and there's a website dedicated to this, and it's a whole kind of movement in the state about trying to do more connections with businesses and what does the state need in their workforce specifically, and then how are we all going to help kids get there. So that means in high school, that means what are colleges going to do to help with certifications, different ways of even looking at people in life who have had different kinds of lots of experience with welding, for example. How does that look? You know, do you have to go the typical track for that, or can you use some experience? Can you also show some proficiency? And, you know, so a lot of different ways of looking to help with a skilled workforce, because we have needs in our state. And so the 65 is the 65%. That's the percentage of sort of workforce that we need in the state. So anyway, it's kind of an interesting website to look at, and lots more to come, and so lots more conversations, I think, in our community with businesses and what we need in Southeast specifically, and then in the state overall. So it was really exciting. And there were college people there, there were Native corporations, school people, businesses. It was interesting. So more training and more conferences, more connections, I think, coming this fall. So that was actually really interesting. Grateful for all of our CTE VOTEC programs here, and definitely grateful to support those in the community and hopefully expand them too. So would like to give a shout out to the amazing Karen Quitson for getting us through the financial audit last week. They come on site for about 3 days and sit and go through all kinds of files and pick through everything, and there will be a full report this fall, you know, for you, but of course came through with great colors, and so I'm just grateful for all of her work last week, and of course Irene as well, helping to keep everybody on track, which is always helpful for us all. Some staffing changes, which are kind of on the agenda here, with some leave requests and a resignation and some different things. So just we're already starting to work on all those things and getting those postings out. And there will be some things in the paper this week and next week for positions. So we are jumping back in. Lots of things going on this summer. If you've seen some things posted around or on Facebook or that sort of thing, but some great partnerships this summer. We had a partnership with Parks and Rec, our Sprouts program, Christina Sargent. We tried something a little different this year with more of a camp kind of a model for kids, which I think was really successful. And also the garden, Christina Sargent working really closely with Carly Johnson with the summer lunch program. So just continuing to expand that program and opportunities for kids, and I think they got to go out to Ferry Farm, and you know, really, yeah, it was great project. Also around town, if you've seen any postings of some fabulous artwork around, suicide prevention grant that we have with the state here through the high school. One of the things we decided to do is have some summer activities that grant can actually help fund. So it funded some art classes through Doris Olson's.
Okay.
That's where the opportunity came for those, and kids could sign up. There were certain age limits there, but it was pretty open. It's just ways of keeping kids connected and active and doing healthy things. So that was one of the things. And then we also purchased about 75 punch cards through Parks and Rec, and we kind of let Parks and Rec just determine if there were kids, you know, in need, or just making sure, like, hey, get up here, and, you know, here's the punch card, and you can come swim and come to the gym and be involved in some good, healthy activities. So that was a pretty successful thing, I think, actually. We kind of put that together in June, and it worked out pretty well. So things going on. We're going to talk more about strategic planning and dates and things like that. So that's coming up. And I'll be doing some traveling again in September for the CERC board, the Southeast Regional Resource Center in Juneau. I'm on that board, and I'll go back up there. That helps us with all of our, you know, we do some contracts with them for speech and psych and some technology. They help us work on our CIP proposal for our capital projects. And so I'll be going up there in September. And I think that's enough. We're excited for school to start. We're ready for it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. We don't have any principal reports because they are not back. Summer break for them, as well as the Director of Activities report from Mr. Cabral. Director of Finance, we don't really have anything to report. Budget's been done. We might do an update, I guess we talked about a little bit on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Revised budget in the fall, but at this point there isn't anything for Karen to report, so we'll move on to Director of Maintenance report, Mr. Gate. which I think he might have a few things.
He doesn't take a summer break.
Yes, he definitely doesn't take a summer break.
Not that yet. Okay. Perfect.
Well, welcome back. The title of my report tonight is What We Did on Your Summer Break. And spoiler, we're going to get a gold star on this one.
Yes, they are.
The auditorium seating project was completed shortly after the last board meeting in June. Jake Wilkinson, a temporary that we hired this summer, completed that project for us, and he did a fantastic job finishing up what was left to do. We prepared a new special ed classroom on the second floor of the high school that received new carpet and paint. We also painted the new PILP classroom on the first floor of the high school. Then we painted and carpeted the GED testing center just off the high school office. And we carpeted the green room and created storage space for the middle school band instruments. And most of this carpet and paint work was completed by Rance McIntosh. The main hallway at the elementary school was repainted and touched up by Warren Brown. Most of the smaller individual bathrooms at the elementary school were also painted and floors were stripped and waxed. That's probably about four or five bathrooms. Now, this is a fun one. New toilet paper dispensers were installed in all the large bathrooms. These are the jumbo roll dispensers, similar to what you might find in an airport or somewhere down south. And they're the large plastic units that actually enclose the whole product. And so are these TP dispensers noteworthy? I think they are. This will allow us to use our new touchless bathroom cleaners to essentially hose down the stalls and protect the product. So not only are we upping the game on bathroom disinfecting, but we're also having monetary savings by going bulk with the jumbo rolls. So it's kind of a win-win. Very noteworthy. And let's see here. The district office had four windows replaced. It required some minor framing work on our part. Furthermore, the high school had several windows replaced, and the snack shack received a new serving window similar to what the middle school office received last summer. And all the glasswork was contracted out to our local company, Southeast Windowcraft. And speaking of the snack shack, the movie theater is in the finishing stages of their remodel in there with a new floor, paint, and cabinetry. Most of that work, with the exception of the aforementioned serving window and some construction materials donated by the district, is being completely funded by Northern Nights Theater, and that's basically an appreciation for the 20 years of use of our facility. So we thank them for upgrading that room for us. And for them as well, obviously. The district's construction shop behind the elementary school, which was dislocated during the construction of the pool many years ago, about 12 years ago, finally got its carport roof off the ground and reattached to the building. Charles Davis was hired to do the picking, but our guys did all the front-end foundation work on that project. The middle school teacher's lounge, The middle school teacher's lounge, the galley kitchen, was updated and remodeled. Charlie Roden spearheaded this project before she left for the summer, but my guys completed it just this last week. Mattingly Electric upgraded all the electrical service in there as it was needed. I'm sorry, we're only about halfway through this list. We had a surplus sale and took in almost $1,000. The gym floor had its annual recoat by Alaska Industries. Ketchikan Mechanical is actually still on site and completing that sprinkler pipe replacement project that we discussed last fall. The culinary lab had four disposals and four hot water boosters plumbed in. That work was also completed by Ketchikan Mechanical and Mattingly Electric. Unfortunately, the high school kitchen project, though, has only limped along. Our sewer line got pushed back till August 22nd. This is kind of a setback, but we'll do what we can during the school year to keep that project moving forward. I guess I even alluded to that at the June meeting that I wasn't hopeful. But I suppose the biggest news is the start of the playground upgrades at the elementary school. Warren had an army of children really upset with him this summer as he was demolishing many of the wooden play structures on that playground, on both playgrounds. They had reached their life limit and had to come out of the ground. We will keep his promise to the children that new play equipment is going in. So Rance and Jake dug 16 holes in our 12-inch plus fill out there. For two new swing sets, and we have been promised cement this week, so I'm crossing my fingers that that happens. The surfacing mulch is on its way to finish that project up, and we should have that wrapped up by the first or second week of September, but we haven't tore down hardly anything else. We want to make sure there's plenty of play structures out there for the kids to use until the new ones get finished up. The east side covered playground, the red covered structure, we stripped that of rust and gave it three coats of cobalt blue paint. That was quite a job that Rance, Jake, Vicky McIntosh, and myself undertook. About 2 weeks' worth of work right there. So overall, this, in my opinion, is an incredible body of work by a talented crew. However, I'd like to acknowledge Brian Anderson and Dan Yoon in particular tonight. During the summer, Dan and Brian are the backbones of the custodial efforts, especially over here at the middle and high schools. They spend from mid-June to mid-August cleaning carpets and stripping and waxing on hard floors. Now, this is hard physical work with heavy machines and with a lot of inertia that try to throw them around all day, every day, day after day. And I don't know, have you looked at our hard floors? To coin our president, these are the best floors. Nobody does floors like these two guys. They are the greatest. But seriously, they put four coats of wax on there, and it not only looks great, but it is protecting the investment that the community has in our school district and our buildings. And we have them to thank for all that hard work, and it's kind of a thankless job. So in closing, despite being very tired and very worn out, we are welcoming the staff and children back in the coming weeks for the 2017-18 school year. So is there any questions? It was a good summer.
Especially considering the terrible weather we had in June.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of impressed that you were able to get the covered area painted that quickly.
Yeah, it was something we were looking forward to, and yeah. We got a quick break in the rain, so we went for it.
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. All right. On to school board committee reports, which we'll just skip over since school isn't in session and we haven't been meeting. I think the last time policy met, did you guys meet after school and got out?
I don't know.
In June. Okay, so it was that's what I was thinking we were scheduled to meet, so we're kind of covering that, I guess, under new business.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, no special recognition since we're still on summer break. Upcoming dates and meeting announcements that we have on coming up is the ASAA TAD, the Tobacco Alcohol Drug Program Orientation Meeting, which is number, I guess, 2 at 6:30 p.m. on August 9th, which is just tomorrow night, in the Wright Auditorium. It's mandatory attendance, though, for parents and students participating in school activities or athletics. So be sure to... They've already had one.
There's
then.
One.
And is there one more?
Tomorrow night, and then there's one more
okay,
on the 23rd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep, right down there. I looked a little bit further. So there
so
is still another
just,
one if
yeah.
for some reason you cannot make it tomorrow night, but try and get it in and taken care of since this is the second one of three.
I believe that's just the high school kids, not the middle school
yes,
kids.
Right,
that's
yes.
High school.
Thank you for that
yeah.
clarification. Oh. Yeah, so for those that are listening, it is just your any incoming freshmen through seniors. Next, we have the school offices. Will be open on the 14th, so if you need to talk to principals or secretaries about anything related to your students, you can stop into the different offices on the 14th. We do have teacher in-service days where the staff will be, teachers will be back to work the 21st through the 24th. And then another reminder on August 23rd is that third evening at 6:30 in the Wright Auditorium, the Tobacco, Alcohol, Drug Program Orientation that is necessary if your student, high school student, is going to be in any activities or athletics. Eric and I had kind of talked about this, trying to figure out what would be best for the back-to-school luncheon that the school board puts on, and that's something I can send an email out to, but last year I think we did tacos, and we tried to pick a day where the classified as well as the certified staff were there. And I think we figured out the 24th.
Thursday.
That Thursday, unfortunately, Jay, unless you want to move appointments around, which I don't expect you necessarily to do. On the 24th, we were, if it works for people, mostly just because we have almost all the staff, if not all the staff, available to have lunch. So if you can help, let me know. We'll kind of do what we did with the breakfast, even if you can't stay. And it seems like tacos worked well because people could kind of prep the night before and didn't have, we weren't cooking all morning at the school.
And it's easier.
It was a lot easier, yeah. So we can talk about the menu by email, just make sure everybody.
Yeah, we can probably help too if you
yeah.
to coordinate anybody.
Yeah, we can look and see what we bought
sure.
last year. But if everybody's feeling good about that Thursday or feels like, I mean, I can help out that Thursday. I know. What does your Thursday look like? Or what is, you're probably. Really busy.
It might be slower. It could be slow then.
Okay. Are you working on that Thursday? Come up for lunch. Take the lunch break. At least just come eat with us. we'll shoot for
we'll
that
see.
Thursday
we'll
unless something.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Teacher work day on the 25th, which is that Friday, and then school starts bright and early on the 28th of August. elementary school on August 31st, there will be the intro to my child conferences. So students are early out on the 31st with no school on the 1st of September, where we will be having this in-service, or excuse me, not in-service, but conferences with your child for just elementary school only. September 4th is Labor Day, so no school district-wide. And then we're already into September for setting the next board meeting agenda. Next board meeting September 12th. So we have Campus Connections and then our regular school board meeting, and then we've set a work session for the 29th in the district office at 9 a.m. to, I think that's more strategic plan, kind of set up some dates, and just get back to having those work sessions once a month and picking a topic to go over. So take a look at your calendar and see if anybody can set the board agenda on the 12th. The meeting's on the 12th, so it would be the week before, earlier in the week preferably. Maybe that Monday before.
Week before?
What date is that?
The 4th, that's Labor Day.
Oh, okay,
or
so
Friday.
Maybe
the... You do the first week.
Or we do it in the morning. That would be...
A no school day would not be a good day for me.
Okay. Yeah.
It's on Friday.
You want to do Friday? We'll do the Friday before, sure.
The
1st. So the 31st.
First.
That's a no school day for elementary, right?
Yeah.
We do it in the morning, that'll work, because Randy's still home.
They're early out.
Can we do it like at 9? Would that work, Jay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Friday
okay.
The first
so we'll set the, yeah, mm-hmm. set the agenda then.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
And
I will not be here
okay.
for the meeting. I'm taking a kid to college.
Oh, that sounds like a good reason to miss.
That's a good reason.
Okay, so you won't be in. Okay.
I'm sorry, can you tell me again who was setting the...
Oh, Jay and I.
You and Jay, okay. And at 9 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
On...
11. I thought you said 11. No, you did.
9.
Sorry.
On the 1st.
On the 1st.
Friday the 1st.
Yeah.
Oh,
shut up.
It's all right. And then school board meeting on the 12th. Anybody want to do Campus Connections? Anyone? Bueller?
Just
all right, I'll do it one last time.
One last time.
I'm just leaving it
it's
out
like
there.
I know you are.
I don't know.
I do. I'm not going to be here. So
okay.
That seems like I'm sure I can be around. I don't need to be there.
We'll kind of simply say I don't know if we need two people.
I
thought if we do one person and Erica, then it kind of spreads so nobody feels overburdened all the time.
If it'll get you to sign up, Sarah.
See if anybody else is running. If they aren't, then if they are, okay. Next, we have our work session the 29th, which I think we're going to talk about that at the end. I can't remember.
I think you and I talked about that.
We did a little bit. This we're up for our strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be updated. So we're thinking on the 29th, unless there's other. Topics that anybody wants to discuss or just even go over informational or, you know, if there's some other thing that we want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Is figuring that out. And then board goals is one of the other ones.
Just seeing where we are and maybe getting some more information from Tinny if we're tentatively looking at those dates in November for
mm-hmm.
the actual strategic planning session.
Where she'll come to town and there'll be a large group.
After
hopefully.
We go to...
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So then it would include... community members,
mm-hmm.
hopefully a borough council member,
mm-hmm.
at least one or two, maybe
yep.
even...
She wants 15 to 18 people.
Holy cow.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something you update every 5 years,
it's
so it's kind of a big...
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of need
but
to start soliciting people now.
But it's not all board members either. It's only two.
Yeah, there's only two. So then that way you don't have the whole issue of, you know, too many of us there. So it is only two board members, but then a large group of community members.
We'll see that right now.
Yes. So start thinking about
community
that community
members.
That you're listening. We are going to be asking for people to volunteer 2 or 3 days. Is it? She was thinking two
yes,
full days.
Yes, it would be the, and I think we had the dates.
If you have experience with strategic planning or even just
right.
an interest in it, particularly even on an education level, we would love your participation. And we're, that's quite a few people we need to gather for this little town.
Weekend? No, it is a Thursday and Friday.
So it is during the day.
Yep.
It would be during the day. That was one of the other things that Timmy had said is that she has, her experience has been is that there's more participation if it's on a weekday because we get to the weekend and people go, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if they know this far in advance, they'll change their, you know, they'll be able to accommodate. If they feel strongly about participating, they'll kind of adjust their schedule.
So it's November 16th and 17th. It's a Thursday and Friday.
So
that's right after we get back.
It's
from
right after you get back.
Just because you've taken so much time already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing, is just thinking about whether you can even commit as a board member.
Mm-hmm.
And then think about, you know, for us also, just even people we know in the community that might be willing to do it, but also maybe have experience or just a genuine interest in,
yeah,
in trying to set that up. Because it's only something we have to look at every, you know, we need to design it for every 5 years, but it is something that's pretty important and significant that we need people's, the community's help.
Right.
So
I think that's what we were thinking on that September 29th would be to sort of make sure we've got a plan for what we need to do. Maybe all of us end up with tasks or finding people or,
mm-hmm,
what do we need to do to get,
mm-hmm,
so we have in mind too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be good.
So
us a little
time.
September 29th would be kind of, I guess, up in some ways planning our,
mm-hmm,
our plan.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Almost sounds bureaucratic.
Getting ready.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on, we don't have any old business, so we'll move on to new business. 14.1, the fiscal year 2019 capital improvement projects list, which we all have hopefully a copy of. And the Department of Education requires the district to submit a 6-year CIP plan prior to September 1st each year for statewide ranking for possible legislative funding. I'll make a motion to approve Petersburg's fiscal year 2019 capital improvement projects list.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Now we can take a look at it and discuss it. I don't know if there's much to discuss, but come on up, Dan, knowing that we're probably not going to get anything.
Well, I think you're right. This is kind of deja vu. Maybe except for board member Morrell. It's essentially the same list as last year with a few minor changes. We're looking for reimbursement on the boiler that we put in 2015 as our number one priority. That was ranked number two with the state. Our second highest priority then was to get reimbursed on the second boiler that we put in last summer, and that was number 10 at the state level. The first change that you see is food service renovation has been divided into two projects, and that's just to denote that we have started doing some work on our own over at the high school here, and that the scope of the project with the two applications hasn't changed at all. It's just that we're splitting them out at this point. That was number 15 last year on the CIP list. Our fifth highest project then moves over to the underground fuel storage tank, which was 34 at the state level. That is a project that we haven't done, and something that we need to probably focus on here fairly soon in the next year or two, how we're going to make that happen. The sixth highest priority, which we have an application in for, is, and also for reimbursement, is the concrete entry into the middle school that we did a couple summers ago. That ranked 30th out of 200-odd applications for the state. And then finally, our last application, number 7 on our list of priorities, is looking for reimbursement on the LED lights that were put into the gym and the weight room. No, not the weight room, the mat room, excuse me. The remaining projects are things that we'd like to do in the future that we should do and plan for. Getting digital HVAC controls to map out or match out what we have at the elementary school and at the oldest section of the high school. That would speak highly to our energy efficiencies that we're looking for within the district. Moving on from there, our next project, we need to do some electrical upgrades here at the high school based on all the technology that we have to work with day in and day out. And that would bring it up to the level what the elementary school received 3 years ago. And then going back over to the elementary school with our 10th highest priority, the aging plumbing system over there. We're not in any dire straits or anything like that, but this is just planning for the future. And then our 11th priority for the district is looking at the foundation over at the auditorium that has been settling and moving off and on for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
It moves a little bit, stops for quite a few years, moves a little bit. We have crawled underneath and looked as much of it as we can without excavating, and we're actually talking about doing that probably in the next year or so. And then finally, just planning for ADA renovations, our 12th district priority. And that's a ways out. There's many areas that we're looking at where it's playground accessibility or just accessibility into our buildings. We've done amazing work over at the elementary school, so we need to carry that on over here as well. And that is it in a nutshell.
Okay. Any questions or comments?
Are we going to know the amounts before we submit this to the state?
Are you looking at the two to be determined?
Yes.
Yes. Our application writer up at CIRC is going to be working on that probably this week, and we'll have those numbers for us.
Okay.
I think it's interesting that we have, one, two, three that we've already done and are just hoping to
actually
get money back.
One, two,
four,
three,
four,
four, five.
Five? Oh,
five.
Yeah, sorry.
The concrete, the middle school.
Five out of seven applications
yeah.
we have already done ourselves and are seeking reimbursement.
Well, in some of that conversation, too, we were talking today on the radio, and just to clarify, too, on the whole thing with the renovations for the food service, that some of those things have been, they're DEC kind of, they come in and they're like, you have to do this, you have to do that.
You have
so
a choice.
You get waivers and you try to, talk about the fact that there's a plan and we're waiting and all those things. And then it's kind of a catch-22 because the state will say, well, be careful about piecemealing it because they don't love that. I mean, to try to reimburse you for it, but then you're thinking, well, but you have to.
But your other department's telling us we have to.
you can't leave things with code.
I had the same conversation with our grant writer up there at CIRC today, in fact.
Yeah, so we've talked about that too, but it's kind of a catch-22, and finally we just, and then with the state saying we don't expect to be doing a lot of paying for these, then we just finally, a couple years ago, said we just have to start working on this, so we'll see where it goes.
It's one of those catch-22s where if we don't do it, that might be the year that they decide to throw out some money, so.
Yes, that's the other part. Because there are some districts who just kind of don't really try to submit the whole. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for Dan talking of special recognition. It's a lot of work, and the document itself is substantial. And we do work with somebody through CIRC that helps us with that. But it takes a lot of pulling of data and
putting it all together,
writing, and all that. So yeah, I'm sure that you don't do it. It'll happen.
At the urging of Dr. Lister and yourself, I didn't put my whole heart into it this year. I did update things, but I didn't go to town. But it still took a week and a half.
Yeah, it's a substantial amount of time. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments? Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the Petersburg Fiscal Year 2019 Capital Improvement Projects List. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next week. I'm sorry, what?
Oh,
okay. 14.2, leave of absence request. I'll make a motion to approve the 2017-18 leave of absence request from August 28th, 2017 to January 5th, 2018 for Cheryl O'Neill, instructional assistant, as per the Petersburg District
Support
personnel, thank you. classified negotiated agreement, Article 14.7. Have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the leave of absence for Cheryl O'Neill. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next, we move on to our first reading for policies. The Policy Committee continues to review the Association of Alaska School Boards' recommended policy changes due to legislative action. We have several here, so I'll make a motion to approve the listed policies at first reading. That's Board Policy 0510, School District Report Card, Policy 3310, Purchasing Procedures, Policy 3311, Bids, Policy 4030, Non-Discrimination in Employment, Policy 411.2, Legal Status Requirement, Policy 4115, Evaluation Supervision, Policy 4131, Certificated Staff Development, Policy 5112.6, Education for Homeless Children and Children in Foster Care, which was formerly titled Education for Homeless Children and Youth, Policy 5142.3, Restraint and Seclusion, Policy 6146.3, College and Career Readiness Assessments, and Policy 6164.4, Child Find. I have a second.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded on the approve the listed policies at first reading. Do we have any questions or concerns with the policies? Hopefully Rubel had a chance to look them over. Most of them, I mean, looked pretty straightforward since they were recommended by due to legislative action and just clarification. Anybody have anything they wanted to pull or talk about?
Several of them are adjusted because of the new ESSA language and requirements there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if there's any specific questions, I can answer any that you might have.
Okay. Most of it was editorial. Okay, mm-hmm. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the list as read. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. 14.4, we have the Alaska Association of School Board. Each fall, they have nominations. They just wanted us to at least put this on our board meeting, that nominations are open for AASB Board of Directors, the Carl Rose Governance Award, which is officially known as the Outstanding Board Member Award, and the Outstanding School Board Award. Nominations must be received by AASB's office by October 16, 2017. And then they also wanted us to be reminded that they have their Fall Boardsmanship Academy in Anchorage on September 23rd and 24th, then the annual conference that is November 9th through the 12th, also in Anchorage, and then they have a Winter Boardsman Academy, also in Anchorage, on December 8th through the 9th. So we have budgeted for board members to go to the annual conference. However, if you can't and are interested in going to the Boardsmanship Academy, which is kind of a shortened down, reduced version, and it has other stuff too than what the annual conference has, you could go to that, whether it's September or December.
Mm-hmm.
But just start thinking about those. If you're interested in the September one, because you can't make November, talk to Irene soon. But otherwise, if you think you might be able to make the November one, we'll probably be planning that shortly after the election.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody either new to the board or who's elected again, then we can decide who can go. And hopefully, it would be great if everybody could, but I understand it took me years to be able to go,
mm-hmm.
just to even get the time. So next, we have our strategic planning session with Timmy Tullis, the AASB's Director of Board Development and Field Services. We're have her in her
those
calendar for
the
16th
yeah,
through the 17th.
That's pretty much it.
Yep,
for
at the district
too.
Office.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much 8 to 5 or 8 to 4.
Yeah.
So I think as board members, we have some of our marching orders to start talking to the community, or hopefully the community that's listening, if you are interested. Maybe call the district office and
mm-hmm.
just leave your name and number with Irene so that we can start kind of formulating that group.
Mm-hmm.
Is the district office going to be big enough?
We'll probably do it. We could do it in here, too. We'll find.
Or even the library,
yeah.
the larger conference, that their
mm-hmm.
extra room. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We'd be awfully cozy with 15 to 18
true.
People.
Yeah.
It's going to get a little warm in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So next we have just informational resignation acceptance. The board recognizes the resignation of Kendra Spicer, full-time instructional assistant, effective July 27, 2017, and it was accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board per our board policy 4117.2.
So move back to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Took a job there.
Maybe it was all that rain in June or July. She's like, I'm done.
Thank her for her years of service. She's been here for quite a while.
School board vacancies, we have two. My seat as well as Randy.
Okay.
One is a 3-year term and one is a 2-year term for the October. I have I'm just stumbling all over the place. For October 3rd, 2017 borough election, interested persons are required to file for the board candidacy by August 22nd, 2017 at 5 p.m. and more information is available by contacting Petersburg Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson. I did go onto their website today. You cannot print off any forms or anything that you need for that. You have to actually go down there.
I actually have to tell you, I will not be running.
What?
I decided that I'm going to, my time would probably be more effective as a borough assembly member, so I'm going to run for...
Really?
Okay.
Yes,
I
we are sad.
You guys.
Wow.
You
well, you'll get paid. That's a board you get paid on.
That's not
mine. I know, Brandy. I'm just teasing you.
But,
oh, okay.
You know.
Well, all right. I think we can probably give you up for that. All right, so you heard it first here. Yes, there is at least one vacancy.
4:45, so you guys will be in the first tonight.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity. It's been great. It's a good experience. And
thank you.
I feel like you guys have a great board and excellent superintendent and staff and faculty, so you guys got it.
Thank you, Andy.
Well, thank you for your time that you have. We can get you one more month to get you through September, right?
Yeah. Very much.
So anybody listening, we definitely, it sounds like we'll for sure have one vacancy to run, so we encourage you to, if you're interested,
sign up.
Otherwise, we'll have to hopefully, you know, then we would have to appoint someone afterwards.
Yeah. So and if people have any questions or want to talk about anything, just, you know, give me a call or send me an email or check with Sarah or any of
or ask any of us.
Yep.
Ask about that. It. Yeah. Any questions or anything like that?
Okay. Any additional comments for board members? No. Future agenda items, which I think we kind of have a few, but well, not agenda items. I guess that's just more of reminders for the strategic plan.
I'd like to put on our agendas, well, I don't know, maybe not necessarily the agenda, but exploring the options of some sort of after-school program in the elementary and middle school. Like a, more than just like a voluntary base. Hmm. Something maybe more, more focused. Or explore what we can do, if we can do anything.
I had a question. I know we were looking at buying a new activities bus. Did that happen?
It has been ordered, and it is... Again,
it's gone.
I thought I saw
it. It's on its way. Is it here?
No.
No, not yet. Yeah. It was ordered... Yeah.
That was back in June, right?
You know,
we
approved
it on the last...
June, but it wasn't actually ordered until July.
I thought I saw something.
It was on the next fiscal year?
We knew that, though. It was
okay.
in our vehicle replacement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we are going to be putting the Chevy van out for bid soon, as well as the old flatbed truck. So those two, if you see those coming out, too, we'll come bid on those.
Cool.
Those are coming out. The Ford van is still being used, but it will be phased. And it's still in, you know, it's in good shape and everything's running the way it's supposed to, but we're excited about our second class being here.
Okay. Great. Any other comments or questions? Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. 5-0. Good night.
This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.